The women's hockey team lit up what looked like a promising Zimbabwe's entry into the international sports arena with a gold medal at the 1980 Olympic Games in Moscow, only 3 days after Zimbabwe had attained its independence on 18 April. The goalkeeper of the team, Sarah English, says the gold medal at the Olympics was the most memorable occasion in her life.
You won a gold medal, never mind for, you know, just your country. This was Zimbabwe, this was new, this was everything.
Veteran sports administrator Albert Namwebonde reflects that everyone, Asians, blacks, colors and whites, were united as they celebrated what is probably one of the most remembered sporting successes in Zimbabwean history.
When they came back, the Minister of Sports at that time hosted a reception where I don't know how many cattle were slaughtered to celebrate the gold medal. It was wonderful.
As the country went on to achieve more early successes in other sporting disciplines, including cricket and rugby, they represented the continent at the 1987 and 1991 World Cup finals, while the cricket team was among the best in the world, with outstanding players as Duncan Fletcher, Andy Prycroft and Dave Horton. Not to be outdone was the Davis Cup team that reached the quarterfinals of the World Group, while Zimbabwean boxers Langton Schoolboy Tinago, Proud Nembiri and Stix McLeod were chart-busting with Africa and Commonwealth titles. Zimbabwe also went on to create world champions in the form of golfer Nick Price in 1993 and diver Evan Stewart in 1994, while the late great Richard Zimba created unforgettable waves at the 1991 Rugby World Cup. But that is now history, as Zimbabwe has over the years fallen from grace, with the tennis team now struggling to come out of the lower echelons of Euro Africa Zone Group 2 tennis. The cricket team is now one of the weakest in the world, with debate going on whether they should maintain their test status. The Chevrons were one of the first teams to be eliminated from the 2015 World Cup finals after managing only one win in 5 games. In boxing, Zimbabwe no longer is an African champion or even a regional Africa Zone 6 title holder, as Africa Boxing Union welterweight title holder Charles Manyuchi fights in Zambia and even regards himself as Zambian than Zimbabwean. Worse still, football, the Warriors have not qualified for the past 5 editions of the Africa Cup of Nations finals, while Zimbabwean clubs only dream of reaching the mid-league stage of both the CAF Champions League and the CAF Confederations Cup. Although the Young Warriors have qualified for the 2015 Africa Games in Congo Brazzaville, their true pedigree is still to be tested. The only major success story is that of Kirsty Coventry, who won 7 medals at 2 Olympic Games. As Zimbabwe marks 35 years of independence, Studio 7 looks at what has really gone wrong and what needs to be done to revive the good old days. As Zimbabwe marks 35 years of independence, Studio 7 looks at what has really gone wrong and what needs to be done to revive the good old days. The chairman of the Zimbabwe National Soccer Coaches Association, Bekinyoni, says Zimbabwe destroyed the rock on which their sporting success was built by abandoning the pre-independence sports development program.
Soon after independence, there were structures, there were sports clubs, there were even in high-density city councils, they had welfare officers who could do different sports and they were qualified people. At this moment in time, we no longer have all these structures.
Nyoni said the new system that came into place at independence displaced knowledgeable people and replaced them with those who had never been involved in sports management before.
Most of those people who had experience in administration of sport, they left, and when they left, there were no other people, expertise, who were really trained in these areas. Where what ended up happening is people had to jump in and take over.
But the president of the Zimbabwe Football Association, Cuthbert Dube, is straight to the point. He says the Zimbabwean government has never had sport at heart. This, he says, is the reason why the Minister of Sport has never existed independently. He adds that if this attitude does not change, Zimbabwe will continue to be the fall guys of the international sporting world. The Deputy Director General of the Sports and Recreation Commission, Joseph Mchetetere, admits that they've not been fully supporting sport.
There's need for this organization, our mother organizations, to support us technically and also materially, so that we are able to put in place a training program to prepare our teams for competition. To tell you the truth, we will not win if we don't have a plan.
The Sports Recreation Commission Supremo does not see success coming under such an environment. The Chief Executive Officer of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee, Anna Muguni, is of the opinion that the reason why Zimbabwean teams have been receiving a battering is that they are going into battle ill-prepared. This, she says, is because there's not been a budget from the government to back their preparations. On their own, she says, the athletes have failed to prosper.
So preparation has its own budget altogether, because athletes have to go to various competitions, they have to be looked after in terms of their medical bills, their food, their diet.
Sports analyst Farai Kambamura says people leading sports have been a disappointment, adding that the corporate world too should have chipped in. He said the government should only come in to complement what is already there.
Like to put it at administration, and secondly, I think the corporate world should chip in because everything is down.
Nyoni says the government, administrators and sportspersons should come together and craft a sound sports policy.
I think what needs to be done is to seriously rethink and identify what really are our problems, maybe from the government point of view, and make some policies which will help to make sure that our sports moves forward.
But the question is, will Zimbabwean sport ever get back to the good old days? Only time will tell. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.